You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 02.01.2024. Current time 0555 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York, where I'm remembering my fallen firefighters with the number of 555 in the time. Significant number there to us firefighters. I'm a retired firefighter, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee. Where's that coffee now? There it is. Okay. We got the morning coffee. Good morning, folks. That is good. That is good. We are here on the Fireman Rich audio podcast once again for this Thursday, this hashtag wannabe Friday, for this hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And good to be here doing the audio on this Thursday. It's what we do on a Thursday. We do the audio podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is tomorrow, we do the live stream coffee broadcast over there on Twitch. So we're moving through the week, working towards the weekend, and we got two more days. The day just started here, even though there's probably some people around this big blue marble that are finishing their day. But we are getting our day started, and are we still... got the music going? I did a fade. Oh. Okay. It got stuck there. Okay. We're on the move here. We're getting ready. We're moving forward. Always has these little quirks at the beginning of a broadcast, be it live stream or doing the audio this morning. But good morning, folks. Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app, as well as at Fireman Rich over there on X/Twitter, Truth Social, at Fireman Rich over there on Blue Skies, at Fireman Rich, and Instagram Threads, at Fireman Rich. And over there on the public Facebook, it is The Real Fireman Rich. But just check the show notes for the show notes for the podcast here on the Spotify for Podcasters webpage there, as far as that goes. And it's the old Anchor app that I'm using on the LG Stylo 5. Those that have been listening to me for quite a while know that. But if we have any new listeners, thank you very much. For the listeners that have been listening, thank you very much right up front. It means a lot, because you're taking a little bit of your time to listen to this knucklehead just go yap, yap, yap on his soapbox. But we are getting our day started here in the southern tier of upstate New York. And we're looking at our current temperature. As I look at the wall clock, the digital wall clock that has our indoor temperature at 67, but the outdoor temperature is 36 degrees Fahrenheit and equates to 2 degrees Celsius. So we gained a degree and a half from yesterday. It was not a bad day yesterday. Did a few things. I'll be talking about that here once we get through the certain segments that I have to present here. Let's see. As far as the weather, we're going to have general cloudiness, which was yesterday. We had a good walk yesterday to start the day after the Twitch broadcast, which was good. And I think we did have one cleanup on aisle six. I had to say, I gave you one chance. Just pushed it. I have some longtime viewers over there on the Twitch, and one sort of crossed the line, and you're gone. You know, that's how I take care of it. Just move on. I'm talking too much about it now, but I sort of liked it a little bit because, you know, it's just, you got to be nice. You got to be nice, and you can't be a dirtbag. And this individual crossed the line, and that's all it takes. But we're moving on, and not give the person any oxygen. And I just gave him some oxygen. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just chuckle. There's still people out there. There's some dumb people out there that still do that crap. But anyhow, we have general cloudiness. General cloudy today. A shower of rain or wet snow possible. Ooh, let's see. What's it? I just see cloudy and a few showers at 11 o'clock tonight. But that's later tonight. But for the most part, the temperature looks like it's going to be holding above freezing. You know, it might drop a little bit this morning for some reason. But anyway, high of 42 degrees Fahrenheit, which that's always good. I like being in the 40s and 50s. That's a comfortable temperature for me. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sun will be rising this morning. Sun's going to come in a little bit early this morning by a minute. 7:20 a.m. So that's in another hour and 18 minutes from now. 7:20 a.m. the sun will be rising, and then it will be setting at 5:20 p.m. So, I mean, it was 5 minutes to six last night, and it was like, yeah, it was just a little bit of light. You can still see the light. Sun had already went down, but we're getting that those extra minutes of sunlight coming through. And as far as that goes, oh, you know what I forgot? I forgot one tab to put up here. Let's see. Or did I? Yes, I did. Let me get this real quick. Forgot the National Day tab. National Day. Let's go ahead and put that up there to get that set. But we're going to be doing the thought for the day. A quote from one of many people that are out there that we enjoy. And this one is from Charles Dickens. Charles John Huffham Dickens was an English novelist and social critic who created some of the world's best known fictional characters and is regarded by many as the greatest novelist of the Victorian era. And who can't forget one of his greats, A Christmas Carol? I read that. Great Expectation, that's a pretty interesting book. Oliver Twist, I don't think I read that. I see the movie, parts of the movie, but a social critic back in his time. So you look at his books, they were pretty sort of made you aware of the social presence of that particular time back in the 1800s there or something. He was born in 1812 in was that Landport, Portsmouth, United Kingdom, and passed away, lived to the age of 58 in Gads. In 1870 he passed away in Gads Hill Place, UK. So Mr. Dickens's quote and our thought for the day is, reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many. Not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some, which some people nowadays, they think they have more troubles than they have blessings, and you just have to look at it. I think it's a blessing for me, and I'm thankful for it, that I'm able to get up every morning to do this broadcasting thing, be it over on Twitch and or else here doing the audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And That's the little things. Those little things, they add up to be overwhelming more than the few past misfortunes. So reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Charles Dickens. Thank you, Mr. Dickens. It's a reminder of be thankful for what you have, because you probably you need to realize and reflect on the fact that, you know what? Life is pretty good, despite all the crap that's going on. We do have problems, and we have to work through those and all that. We have to deal with them. I'm not trying to shudge those off, and as far as that goes, there's some hard decisions that people have to make nowadays. You know, we look back in the past, oh, that was an easier time, but when we were living in that back time, was it as easy as we thought? But we still had our everyday blessings. And again, it's the small ones that add up to the big kahuna there, as far as that goes. All right, so thank you, Mr. Dickens, for our thought for the day, his quote. And let's see, I brought up the tab for the national days. Let's see, what do we have? Ooh, we have some good ones here. We have Optimist Day. Okay, that's a good one. You got to look at your little blessings and be optimistic about those. National Texas Day. Nah, we'll throw that in the bin with all the other ones. Ooh, we have two good ones. Let's see, we have National Serpent Day. No, don't like that one. And National Get Up If You Fall Down. Ooh, I like that one. You fall down, you should get up. So it's between National Bake Alaska Day, which is a cake, I believe. Almost thought that looked like a cream pie on the picture, or else National Dark Chocolate Day. We're going to go with National Dark Chocolate Day because February, is it Valentine's Day? Is this, yeah, Valentine's Day is in a couple weeks, on the 14th, as far as that goes. Ooh, that reminds me of something. I got to think of something here. Let's see. National Chocolate, Dark Chocolate Day, February 1st. Hashtag National Dark Chocolate Day. On February 1st, National Dark Chocolate Day reminds us to indulge a little. Many, well, I think we indulged yesterday, me and the missus. I'll be talking about that, though. Many tote dark chocolate as a healthier chocolate. However, for some, it can be an acquired taste. Yeah, it's not really, because it's not really sweet. So, I'm going to go on the long thing, but today is National Dark Chocolate Day. So, get a bar of dark chocolate and chew away. Oh, let's see. I didn't even pick my what I want to talk about this morning. Let's go ahead and look at the queue. Oh, we'll talk about this because we've been talking about the little helicopter up there on Mars with Integrity, with that flew up there, Perseverance, as far as that goes. An ancient lake sediment on Mars builds excitement for evidence of life in the Perseverance rover samples. So the rover's up there taking samples. Its companion, the helicopter Integrity, NASA has officially shut it down. So, but it did. It was. It's being known as the little helicopter that could it flew the skies of Mars here for 72 flights. Lasted a couple years. It was only scheduled to last 5 flights, which was what, a month or two. But the Perseverance is pressing on with its mission. It's up there at an ancient lake bed found on Mars may hold the evidence of life on the planet, a new study has revealed. The Mars Perseverance rover has confirmed that Jezio, that's where it landed, a big crater. Has confirmed that the Jezio crater at some point was filled with water, leaving lake sediments at its base. If life ever existed on planet Mars, then the lake sediment found within the crater could hold traces of this life. The existence of these lake sediments had long been suspected from satellite imagery, but ground penetration radar is the first to confirm it, and that's what Perseverance has done. From orbit, we can see a bunch of different deposits, but we can't tell for sure if what we're seeing is their original state or if we're seeing the conclusion of a long geological story, said Professor David Page from University of California, Los Angeles. To tell how these things form, we need to see below the surface. The Perseverance rover, which is about the size of a car, has been exploring the 30 mile wide crater since 2001. So it's been up there for a couple of years now. In 2002, the rover drove up from the crater floor onto the delta, a vast expansion of 3 billion year old sediments that from orbit resembles the river deltas here on Earth. As the rover drove onto the delta, its radar imager from Mars subsurface experiment instrument, the RIMFAX, fired radar waves downward at 10 centimeter intervals, measuring pulse reflections from depths of about 65 feet. So it can penetrate 65 feet below the surface, which is 20 meters. With the radar, scientists can see down to the base of the sediments to reveal the top surface of the buried cratered floor. Years of research from ground penetrating radar and tests of the RIMFAX on Earth have taught scientists how to read the structure and composition of subsurface layers from their radar reflection. The resulting subsurface image shows rock layers that can be interpreted like a highway road cut. The radar, published in the Journal of Science Advances, revealed two distinct periods of sediment deposit sandwiches between two periods of erosion. The second period of deposit occurred when fluctuations in the lake level allowed the river to deposit a broad delta that once extended far out into the lake but has now eroded back closer to the river mouth. The radar images show that the sediments are regular and horizontal, just like sediments deposits here on lakes on the Earth. The changes we see preserve in the rock record are driven by large-scale changes in the mantle, in the Marshall environment, explained Professor Page, who is the RIMFAX deputy principal investigator on the study, funded by NASA, the Research Council of Norway, and the University of Oslo. He continues by saying, "It's cool that we can see so much evidence of changes," and we're gurgling. Okay, there we go. We were gurgling. I just had to reset my audio. The professor continued by saying, "It's cool that we could see so much evidence of change in such a great geographic area, which allows us extend our findings to the scale of the entire crater." So what they're finding in one part of the crater, sure enough, it's going to be elsewhere. Perseverance soil and rock samples will be brought will be brought back to Earth by a future expedition and study for evidence of past life. And that's the amazing things. It's collecting these samples, and it has these samples stored on containers that are on the Perseverance rover. And I think, I don't know if there's a mechanism on the rover to shoot them up, but I guess NASA has that in the works. That's going to be interesting, to bring actual samples back from Mars. That would be something. We have samples from Mars here on Earth, because I guess once the geological volcanoes were erupting there on Mars, it shot stuff out into the outer space. And we've had meteorites that have landed here that are chunks of Mars, in a manner of speaking. So that's some interesting stuff as far as the Perseverance. It's our eyes and ears up there on the red planet. And let's see. And it continues to press on. There's a couple other rovers. I don't think they don't mention them anymore. I don't think they. I'm gonna have to check in to see how active they are as far as that goes. If they're still, because you just hear about Perseverance now, which is the largest of all the rovers that are up there right now. So there we have it. We have our good story there of the ancient lake sediments of Mars. Mars builds excitement for evidence of life in the Perseverance rover samples. So I bet you there's a lot of scientists biting at the bit to get those samples. Of course, they have those samples they got back from an asteroid that they finally opened the container. They're studying those. So let's see. In our good history, back in 1964, 60 years ago today, the British invasion arrived in the U.S. after the Beatles received or reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with I Want to Hold Your Hand, before eventually being replaced by the previous number one single, She Loves You. They had a lot of hits back in the day, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Let's see, in 1893, Thomas Edison finished the first motion picture studio, the Black Mar in New Jersey. So with the silent movies starting there. And in 1913, the New York's Grand Central Terminal opened as the world's largest train station. It's a terminal. Some people say Grand Central Station. It's Grand Central Terminal. And let's see, in 1920, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police started. They were formed back in 1920. And let's see, what else do we have? We go over to this list. And 1790, the U.S. Supreme Court convened for the first time in New York, but because only three of its six justices were present, recessed until the next day. Okay. And in 1862, The Battle Hymn of the Republic, a poem by Julia Ward Howe, was published in the Atlantic Monthly. And let's see, 1943, during World War II, one of America's most decorated military units, the 442nd Regiment Combat Team, made up almost exclusively of Japanese Americans, were authorized to go into battle for Japanese. I mean, they were Americans. They have every right to fight. You know, looking back on it, the internment camps, we should have never done that. We should have never done that. We didn't. There was no need for it. Let's see. And that's about it for that. And let's see, in the NBA, let's see, I'm not talking about football. We don't have any football this week. We're taking a break from the football as far as that goes. And it's February 11th, so it's in a little more than 2 weeks. Let's see, actually a week and a half, the Super Bowl, February 11th. But this month, I'm looking at the calendar that I just switched, and I actually posted a picture up on my social media feeds there, X/Twitter being one of them, the new calendar with the eagle flying. I love the Eagles. February 6th and 20th will be the Mixcloud shows. I finally posted those over there, so I can scratch that off my list, and I updated my calendar. But let's see. Tuesday night, we had the Knicks that beat the Jazz. They're doing pretty good. My Celtics beat the Pelicans, or the Pacers, Indiana Pacers, by 5 points, 129 to 124 Tuesday night. And let's see. Warriors beat the Sixers. Ooh, that's interesting for Tuesday. Let's see. Wednesday, last night, we have... What do we have here? Nobody. Oh, the Nets. They played. They lost to the Suns, 136 to 120. So the overall standings in the. Let's get some coffee here. Let me drink a little coffee here. Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see. The Boston Celtics are still in first place, 5 games ahead of the Bucks. The Knicks are in third place, 6 games ahead. I crossed paths when I was out and about yesterday afternoon with the missus. There was a Knicks fan. I said, "How about those Knicks?" And oh my, he was wearing a jacket, so I had to say something. And it's a good feeling seeing the Knicks. Be at the top for a change, but they're number 3 in the Eastern Conference in the standings. Nets are still number 11. I'd like to see them push up a couple. And then over in the Western Conference, you got the Timberwolves are 1 full game ahead of the Thunder. And then you have the Suns coming in at 6. I like the Suns. The Suns are a good team. Lakers are number 9. Okay, and the Warriors are down there in 12th. Warriors were the team for a number of years. They're having some problems this year. So those are the standings here for and the scores for the teams that I look at. Let's see. I did say that I got some likes here. Okay. Posted update. What's the posted update? Okay. We got that. I'm just checking the social media feeds. But over there, I started on the Twitter, the /Twitter page. And there, and I also posted over there on my page. Where's my... Okay. The backup. Did I get that on the... I don't think I did. Let me see. Ooh, let's see. We're going to have to post that. Let's see. Let's bring that up. Did I post over there? Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, I posted it on my Blue Skies. So over on... over there on /Twitter, I already have a like on one of my posts that I had a fantastic lunch yesterday. But I posted, like I said, the calendar picture of the Eagle for February 2024 over there on /Twitter, Blue Skies, Instagram Threads, Gitter, Gab, the real Facebook, or the real Fireman Rich on Fireman Rich. But did I get it on Truth Social? I don't think I did Truth Social. Let me check. Yep, I did it. I did it all. Okay, I just clicked it off. But over there on those social media, I'm looking at my my /Twitter feed, though. That's slowly become... It's come back to be my main page, and I have all these, like, at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, 8, 8 different other places I post at times. So I like doing the posting. But yesterday was a pretty eventful day as far as that goes, starting out with a good walk with the missus and then taking care of what we had to take care of before going out and about there for a lunch, a good lunch, because over there is a picture of me at the Beer Tree, the factory, Beer Tree Brewery that's up there in Johnson City at the Oakdale Commons. We had a good lunch up there. We had, what do we have? We had a good hamburger. Oh, I just remembered. I just forgot the world times and temperatures. Ah, we can skip that this time, I guess. But the picture there is me as we were finishing lunch. So I took a picture with the logo of the establishment, the factory, Beer Tree Brewery. And it's a place that we have eaten several times. It's a great restaurant. We had a fantastic burger. It was a very good burger, and I had the regular fries. The missus had the loaded fries, and I have to say that I said before that we went to Five Guys here a month or two ago, and I thought Five Guys had the best burger. This place has a good burger. They make pizzas too. They make they're in the stone. The stone brick oven and stuff, just like how they do it over in Italy, you know, as far as putting the pizza in there, cooking it after they put all the toppings on. But the big thing is, it's a beer, it's a microbrewery, and they have some fantastic beer here, folks. It's a little on the citrus side of it, but it is still a great beer. I didn't have any beer this time. It was too early. We're the first ones in the place. We got there right at 11 o'clock as they opened the doors. And we had a good time, a good meal. And we had a great waitress. And well, we had before. And so it was just great. I got to be honest. I like going into a place, being the first ones in, because it's real quiet and it's nice. We had a good seat over towards the big windows, which normally we sat over on the other side, the bar side. Of the place. It's nothing fancy, but it's a great atmosphere. It's a great use of the what would that be? That would be the north. It would be the east end of the northeast end of the old Oakdale Mall, which is now known as the Oakdale Commons there in Johnson City. Just Google Oakdale Commons, Johnson City, New York, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And then afterwards, the next picture I have is me just outside what I like calling a box store. You know, you got Sam's Club, you got Costco's. Well, this is BJ's Wholesale Club. It's a box store. It's like Sam's Club and Costco's. And I got a membership. We had to stand in line for a little bit. The missus got a membership card, too. No extra charge. You know, it's just like we got on the intro membership there for $35 a month. Normally, it's $40, I think. $45. And then they have, that's the basic level. And then they have another level because they do have a gas station there that they were finishing up putting the asphalt around that they're going to open up, where you can get gas 5 cents cheaper than what it's normally at a regular gas station. I don't think this is, it takes about a good 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get up there to the Oakdale Commons from here in Tioga County, because it's in Broome County. And but I was very impressed with BJ's. I liked it. It felt good in there. It's friendly. Wasn't crowded. The grand opening was last Friday, which was the 26. So it's been open. But one side, they have all the electronics, you know, all the, you know, department store type things. They've got clothes there. And then on the other side, they have a full grocery. And we bought some stuff. It's not a place, I guess the missus would say, she wouldn't be doing her regular shopping, but it's a bulk store. So, you know, if you're going to buy something, there's actually like shampoo. There's two shampoos together that you're buying. But the price comes out to where you save a dollar here, a dollar there. And we found out last time, you know, yesterday, the lunch was so great that we didn't even have dinner. That's how great the lunch was, as far as that. I snacked on a few peanuts and stuff like that, and a banana, but which I bought at the box store there, BJ's, the Wholesale Club store. And the lunch was great, and then to go to a new store that's being utilized in an area in what used to be an old mall. It's just revitalizing the place, providing jobs. Everybody that was working there looked like they you know, it's a new place. Of course, everybody's going to be jazzed up about the place. But we ended up buying some groceries, and I saw a lot of nice things that I said, wow, that price is pretty good. I mean, they had a 50-inch TV One was Samsung, $279. And then they had this other one right next to it, 50 inches, $179. I was almost going to buy that. I said, but you think about it, I'm thinking, where am I going to put it? We already got two very good TVs right now. You know, the RCA one out in the living room is a little bit old. I mean, I think back in the day we paid like close to $900 for that. But I couldn't believe it. 50-inch TV now you can get for $179. I was just shaking my head. And then the AT&T guy, he was trying to get us to buy who's there selling the new Apple, 14 phone, I guess, you know, as far as that with the 5G and all that. And before I even went any further, I said, hey, we're a lifetime track phone user. We've had track phone for over 20 years, and you can't beat that price. I'm not one that I always had. Oh, okay, sir. As soon as I said that, just he had a sales pitch. He's like, nope. We stopped him. We had a nice conversation, though, because AT&T, I've had AT&T when I was in the service as far as a calling card when I was overseas. It worked out quite well. But a great experience, though, a very great experience, I think, at a great box store that's new here in the area. And I think it's a great addition. And as we're checking out, I said, yeah, we used to have a Sam's Club card years back. And they go, we're better than Sam's. Or no, that was at where I was getting my membership card. The girl that was taking care of us as far as issuing our membership card. And so it was a really fun experience yesterday to get out and about and stuff like that. Because I guess when I do, if you're out and about, you try and make the best of it. And we did yesterday. It was a really, we're out and about for what, about 4 hours, I guess. Which, then we came back and we took a nap. We took a nap as far as that goes. So two great places there, and I the Beer Tree Brewery, we'll definitely be going back there. We've been there a number of times, but now right next door to it, there's a great store there, the BJ's Wholesale Club Box Store. So Costco's, well, we don't have a Costco's here. That's the thing. And that's the other thing, I guess, before, because we're at 36 minutes here. When I was in the store, that there was a number of people we talked to, you know, old school conversation instead of this texting and chatting back and forth on the cell phones. And now that I think of it, I don't really saw too many people in the store with their phones. There were older people because it was right around noontime, 1 o'clock after we ate lunch. And but quite a few people. There's a couple that had moved up into the area from Long Island, and they were telling about Long Island and how they went to Costco's, and we were in the meat department, and Mrs. was looking over the meat, and she ended up getting some ground beef, and she's saying this meat is really good and stuff. And they went to the BJ's up in Ithaca, but this one was closer now. Instead of going, Ithaca is a little bit longer of a drive here from Tioga County. It's probably an extra 15-20 minutes. It's probably about a 40-minute drive. You save about 15 minutes going up to Johnson City. But they had a nice, good conversation. Could have sat down with them, had coffee, and talked for another couple hours with them and stuff. We're talking about a lot of things. And then just as we're finishing up on the grocery side, I'm looking. I double-looked, and there's a gentleman that I hadn't seen in probably close to 25 years maybe. Over 20 years easily. And when I worked at IBM, and he was an engineer that I remember being on the tester there at IBM in building 41 and testing the I started out as a test operator, just raw boards, and then I went to an area was called back panels, where they were partially populated boards with components and all that. Not the final chip placement, but the resistors and all that. And I go, Fred. He looked around. He says, "Hey, what's going on?" And he did. He looked like he hasn't changed a bit. So we had a good conversation with him and his wife, and introduced the missus and stuff. And it was just a great outing, both going to a new store and then just socializing, old school socializing, where you had an actual conversation with people to where you're not, you know, texting. You know, that's the thing now. The modern day conversation, to my opinion, for the most part, is people texting back and forth instead of having face-to-face. And God forbid if you have a face-to-face with a stranger. But I had quite a few good conversations at the store yesterday. And it was fun. It was really fun. And the picture is me smiling before I went in. So I'm still elated the next day. I forgot to post those two pictures yesterday that I took. So I posted them up on all of them, including my Facebook. I don't normally, matter of fact, what do we have on Facebook here? Somebody, let's see, we have a heart. Who's the heart from? Oh, we got a like from our good friend, let's see, who liked it? We got a couple likes on the post there. So thank you very much for the likes. And also over there on X/Twitter as well as the other social media platforms. But we are pushing 40 minutes. So we're going to get our day started here as far as that goes. And get the day started. And see what the day brings on this Want to Be Friday, this Thursday, February 1st. No, we're already gone. We're past. January's in the past. It's was a quick month, though. Quick month of January. Good month. Well, we're in February, the first day of the month, as we're working towards the weekend. And it's a fresh start on a new month. See what the month brings. And I think I've got a couple things I have to do this month, don't I? I don't know. I think I might have a dental. I got to check my calendar as far as that goes. But we're going to get our day started. And I want to say thank you for your listen here to the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee. And it's greatly appreciated for those listens. I do see that we're getting more than one and two. So I'm ecstatic. That's fantastic. Great success as far as I'm concerned. And I'm continuing doing the audio. Because even if I was, I'd still do it for a while, I guess. Yeah, like I said, if I get one or two listens, I'm happy as a clam as far as that goes. So thank you very much for the listens. And again, you can check out what I'm doing there on the interwebs by looking at my X/Twitter page, at Fireman Rich, and then I'm over on Truth Social, at Fireman Rich, Blue Sky, at Fireman Rich, Instagram Threads, at Fireman Rich, and over there on the public Facebook, The Real Fireman Rich. We do have a, I do have a blog post, or blog page, where I do blog. And again, it's the same across the board for the most part. So the blog is blogger.com. / Fireman Rich, as far as that goes. Let me make sure about that. Yeah, FiremanRich.blogspot.com. I'm sorry, FiremanRich.blogspot.com. I can't remember shit. All right, folks. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, wishing you all well. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.